City Talk 105.9 official podcasts online at citytalk.fm. City Talk 105.9. Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks.
This is a man's world. But it would be nothing.
City Talk 105.9. It's not Duncan Barks, actually. It's his sidekick, Will Batchelor, here. Duncan's been off this week. Well, he's not been off. He's been doing breakfast with Kim Hughes, so I'm covering for him. Duncan stepping into breakfast after the sad loss on Monday of our colleague and mate, Phil Easton. So we're all shuffling around a little bit in a strange week here at City Talk 105.9. But we're still on the air, and we're still trying to amuse you on this Saturday, or indeed Sunday, or if you're listening on a podcast, maybe a week on Wednesday. Who knows? As ever, I'm joined on, what's this show called again?
Bloke Talk.
Bloke Talk. Sorry, I thought it was Man Chat. I'm joined on Bloke Talk by Duncan's partners in crime, Toby Gillis.
In crime.
And Laura Harms from the newsroom. Hello,
hello,
Toby. Hello, Laura.
I've noticed he started to mention us on the, what do you call it?
Promos.
Promos, sorry, I'm not used to these technical terms.
He knows that we're the stars of the show.
He started to say, "Me, join me, Toby and Laura." He's acknowledged us now.
Yeah, I have to say, just in acknowledgement of the way you just started there, I know that Phil was a massive fan of this show. He used to listen to it all the time, so it very much has to go on. He used to love it. He used to come and talk to me about it every week, about
really?
Something funny
that
had happened. Yeah, he really did. He one of the last things he said to me was, "Ah, Toby," as I walked out the lift and he was about to go in the City Talk Tower. He goes, "The man who was born in a car," which is a testament to a tale that we...
A revelation on Bloke Talk.
Yes, I did hear it last week.
In fact,
week,
I think
actually.
He even said the man who was born in a glove compartment, which was typical of Phil. So
not quite right.
Well, I've got a treat for you two later, which I know Phil would definitely approve of, because it's beer, unless, of course, you're listening from the broadcasting authorities, in which case it's sparkling water.
Yes,
and we'll get to that later. What have you been up to this week, guys? What about you, Laura?
Well, I've moved house this week, which was a complete trauma.
Congratulations.
Yes,
why was it traumatic? Everyone says that. Oh, moving house is the most traumatic thing you can go through. Not really, is it? You pack a few things up in a box, you put it on a van, you go to your new place.
Yes, although we attempted to move in the middle of a snow blizzard.
Oh, yeah, that
in rush hour with roadworks. And I was leading, there was three of us moving, because there's three of us that lives in our house. So, that lives in our house? That's not very good grammar. So we went in a convoy, basically. I went first because I was the one with the sat-nav.
Right.
Because obviously none of us know how
Duncan
to get...
Duncan wouldn't approve.
I know.
Weren't you moving about 2 miles down the road?
Yeah, 2 miles. We're moving from the docks to Toxteth, so it's not really that hard, is it? But we obviously don't have
the
much...
The docks to Toxteth, eh?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. So we went in a convoy. We managed to lose the lad that was at the back of the convoy en route, and then the girl that was in the middle of the convoy, she got sort of snowed in somehow. I know you both know who she is, but she's quite a new driver and she's a bit...
useless.
She's a bit...
useless.
Of a
lacking in confidence.
Useless driver.
No, come on. Yeah, she is lacking in confidence. So she started sliding a bit on the snow and panicked and sort of pulled over somewhere. So I looked round and neither of them were there. And so it was just a very long sort of moving in process.
It's funny because
we ended
in
doing it the next day. And
well, in military
why
terms...
Why did you choose to drive to do it during rush hour?
Well, we didn't even think because we didn't think it would take that
long. Well, you don't
long.
Think, do you? That's your problem.
Oh, well, sorry, Dad.
You're probably right, Willie. But no, we didn't realise it would take all day to pack up our stuff, you see. And by the time we'd done it, it was 4:45 and we set off and then this blizzard came down. So,
in military terms, you took point, and normally taking point is the most dangerous position in an outing.
Yeah, exactly.
So interestingly, you're the one that survived. You lost your rear gunner.
Yeah.
And your woman in the middle got snowed in.
Yeah, but you know,
is that a military term?
I got there safe and sound.
I lost. Basically, I've seen Platoon. That's where my military knowledge begins and ends.
I'm always really disorganised when it comes to me. I've lived in 5 houses now in 18 months because I tend to move around a lot. And I never have boxes. I always just shove my stuff in bin bags. And I had these really poor quality bin bags.
No.
And, you know, they were full of, like, shoes and clothes and stuff. And they just... started
did
splitting.
Did you drop things all over the snowy ground? Did a nice strapping man come and help you?
No, some boys snowballed me as I was as I was struggling with two heavy bin bags that were splitting. Shoes were falling everywhere. And to add insult to injury, these boys threw snowballs.
Well, I think that's fair, to be honest with you.
I know, it was welcome to Toxteth.
Yeah.
Can I ask why you've been in so many addresses? Are you in foster care or...?
No, I have changed jobs, so I had to move to this area. And, yeah, my first house here in Liverpool didn't really work out. And then I moved in with this girl, and then me and this girl decided to move to another house because the house wasn't very good. And our new house, can I just say, is the best house I've ever lived in.
Why so?
Obviously, it's rental accommodation. I'm still renting, but it's massive. It's really homely. It's a brilliant party house.
Really. When's the first
because
one?
Because it's got this weekend.
Excellent.
Oh, well, our invites presumably got lost in the
post. Yeah, details to be confirmed. But now it's got a huge lounge and a huge kitchen. It's just, you can just imagine loads of people.
You're going to put the address out for our listeners to turn up?
No, Facebook-esque.
It's a bit of a stalker's charter, that. But can you at least tell us what your local pub is? Have you worked that out yet?
No, I haven't worked that out yet.
The sort of thing a bloke would do, isn't it?
Yeah, I chose my first accommodation in Liverpool. I lived with a family friend for a couple of months. This is 10 years ago now. And I chose the first flat. It was a horrible flat, incredibly grotty, no central heating. You had to get up in the morning and run downstairs and switch the hot water on just to get a shower. But I chose it because it was opposite the Dovedale Towers on Penny Lane.
You chose it because of a pub?
Yeah.
Me
and my mate went over to the Dovedale Towers and we went, yeah, that's nice. We'll come here. It's got a chippy. It's got a pie shop underneath it. I'm beginning to give away actually what it is now. But yeah, it was...
See, that's so typical. Whereas me and my housemate chose this house because of the nice house.
And therefore weren't worried about Toxteth, which some would be.
No, I mean, it's a very nice area where we are, near Prince's Park. So we can go out and play in the park.
It's a bit of an outdated perception of Toxteth
to
worry about.
Yeah,
it.
You're probably right.
That's
fairness.
Why I just ignored what your comment there. Cause,
thanks very much.
I mean, it's great, you know, and it's so close to the city centre as well. You know, I don't think you can say anything bad about it, really.
You should get some boxes though for the next time you move. Which sounds like it's
probably it's on the horizon. Soon. Probably 3 months. I was only at the last place for 3 months. So, what can I say? I'm a nomad.
You know, you've moved up in the world when you have real boxes. By the way. Go to a shop
proper
and buy
ones.
Some real boxes.
See,
and some
I would
tape.
Never pay for boxes.
Don't loiter around Aldi. Other supermarkets are available. Asking for cast-off cardboard boxes. Just go and invest a 10. I bet Toby does, don't you, Toby? I bet you have tea chests.
Do you know what, actually? I'm a bit of a bag person as well when I've moved in the past. However, I've got such a little amount of stuff. Mm. I can literally fit it. Well, I certainly could before I moved into my current place, which I've actually had to furnish for the first time. Before that, I could literally fit everything into the boot and the rather small boot as well of my car.
What have you got? I've a moved. Hummer or a
no,
transit
just,
van?
Just a small super mini kind of car, and it's literally I could fit my entire life in it. It shocked even me when I moved that I could do that one journey, the whole lot. I was quite surprised.
I was like that for years. I had a Mark II Fiesta, and I used to judge things by. Well, if I could fit it into the Fiesta, that was good enough for me. With the seat down, you know, I'm not an animal.
Yeah.
But I would put my whole life into it, move around. That's how I moved to that flat on Penny Lane that I mentioned earlier. Now, it's, you know, you get married, you buy a house, and it's scary. Mm. And your wife makes you go to Speak Retail Park every weekend and buy something else and come home and put it together. And you go to Warrington, to IKEA, and
see,
just
I did that
leave a
only
bit of your soul
last
behind.
Weekend.
That's
I'd
miserable,
went,
isn't it?
You I don't went to like, IKEA?
Yeah, I did.
Hang on a second. Hold up a second. Now, our very first bloke talk, I think it was, or it might have been the
I
second
think you
one.
You might be right, actually.
We talked about IKEA. He'd been there once, but you went back there.
I did.
What for?
Well, I thought it about time that I actually... My flat, as we've mentioned, is a sort of you start getting more stuff, don't you, when you've got a place of your own and, you know, you want to fill it up with your own stuff rather than sharing and all that sort of thing. So I've sort of accrued stuff. It's the only way of putting it. Just stuff.
Try and use describing words.
Well, DVDs. I've never had a DVD collection before because I've always just borrowed my housemate, but now I've started getting a DVD collection. And
not,
you know,
not massive, are they?
Mine are getting
bigger.
He's
finally got a more than one plate now as well.
I've got several plates.
Now he's got a girlfriend who's had to buy another
one. I've got... What else have I... You seem to accrue lots of papers as well. Just loads of...
newspapers?
No, not newspapers.
You can throw those out, you know.
Just sort of, you know, bills and things like that, yeah, which have never been in my name before. And, you know, I've had to find places to put them and that sort of thing. So I bought a coffee table and I bought a bookcase, because most of my books I've just left at my parents' place down south. But you sort of start wanting things like that when, you know, you've got your own space. And so I bought myself a bookcase as well. And I bought myself a rug as well, just to change up, mix up the carpeting, because at the moment it's just a plain, boring, creamy kind of thing.
And did any of the items you bought have names that, although perfectly innocent in Swedish, might sound funny in British?
Well, we had, I think one of them was a Lexman.
No, that's you can get away with that.
I can't remember what else, to be honest with you, no.
And did
there's
you
umlauts
enjoy it?
All over the place, though, aren't there?
Can
in,
I ask you a question?
Swedish?
Did your new girlfriend take you to IKEA?
No.
No, you went on your own?
Yeah, I went on my own on the way back from the football. I was passing it and I thought, it's about time. I've got a car here. You know.
Did you like it?
I liked it more because I was much more focused.
Did
I
you
was
have
like,
a hot dog?
I know what I want. I'm going to go in. I'm going to get that. I liked that one. Right, where is it? Go and find it. And that's it. Whereas last time I went with my parents and you know, we all just moaned together. Whereas this time, I was single-minded. I went through. I did the lot. And I was out in about an hour and a half, which, considering it's a mile long, I was told there that the walk through that IKEA is a mile.
A mile?
But considering it was a mile long and I, you know, wandered through quite slowly looking for what I wanted.
I'd like to see Roger Bannister get through that in 4 minutes. I would say that other large-scale Swedish superstores are available. I don't know what they are, but they probably are available. And equally, I'm sure they sap your soul as well.
Sap your soul.
They do. It's an
awful place.
That is
actually how I feel. That's the best phrase about how I feel about IKEA. You're absolutely right.
I love it. My sister and her husband go there just to have a hot dog.
I've been told that the meatballs are amazing, and they even advertise the meatballs when you go in. Have some Swedish meatballs. Genuine Swedish meatballs.
Where else
They're
can
wonderful.
You get Swedish food?
I don't know.
Well,
maybe one of you could bring, because we're going to do our weekly slot, because I know you do a thing on Manchat since my last visit here, so it's called Bloke Talk, really.
It's all changed.
By the way,
it's
City Talk 105.9, by the way, in case you're wondering, and I would be if I was listening. This is Bloke Talk. I'm Will Batchelor, sitting in for Duncan Barks, but still with Toby and Laura. And we're just talking about stuff and bloke stuff and sometimes girly stuff as well, because IKEA isn't that blokey at all, really, is it? Do you ever worry, though, about, you know, any kind of meat product that costs a pound or less?
Try not to think about it, really.
Yeah.
If it tastes good, it's fine.
Yeah, I think that's the basic
If
thing.
It just looks like a sausage... I mean, you don't really know what goes in a sausage, do you? But a sausage is a sausage.
I've seen a horrendous photo of my sister with a sausage today on Facebook, of all things.
Yeah, I think I saw that picture.
Did you?
Oh, sorry, yes, I was thinking of something else.
Hang on. Well, I just...
What was she doing?
I just spotted, you know when you get your sort of homepage on Facebook and it comes up, and my sister was there, and there was just one of her just about to clomp down on a rather large-looking hot dog, and there were the inevitable comments from all her friends on there. And that's not the sort of thing you ever want to see your sister doing.
What,
Facebook is so
though?
2007, isn't it?
You're not a fan?
What are you twittering then?
I've actually done a Duncan Barks show page on Twitter. Or, you
I
know,
don't know
I've
what
logged
Twitter.
On.
Why is
or I've
it?
Only just joined Twitter. I don't really understand.
I don't really get it. I went on it and I tried to... I set up the account and I got a username and a password, and I called it the Duncan Barks Show something, you know, to try and make it a show thing, not just a personal thing. And I wrote something on it. And then I tried to look at other people's things and it says, Twitter's too busy, try later. And I thought, well, that's great. Is that what everyone's been talking
it's
about?
It's being selective.
Yeah.
Maybe it's too old. Cool for you to be on there.
Yeah, I think I might be too old.
Yeah.
It probably sensed the slowness of my typing.
I think Facebook is just about manageable. I went on Bebo to try and do some journalism and try and find some teenagers, and I just didn't understand it. It was like a foreign language.
It's a worse version of MySpace, I think. It's very, very popular in Scotland, I believe. People in Scotland use Bebo rather than MySpace.
Well, it's younger.
I'm not
younger
a fan.
People.
Not a fan of either of them.
Cooler people.
Initially, when I joined MySpace and Facebook on the same day, I was quite hungover on the 1st of January 2008. And, in fact, no, 2007, I think it was. And I initially, Facebook looked really boring, and I spent hours personalising my MySpace page and, you know, finding all these other friends and stuff.
Have you got jewellery that's making a noise? Is that jewellery?
Well, I always wear these bracelets.
Bracelets? Yeah. I've never noticed, have
you? Tell you what, thank God you interrupted that Facebook story. Are you wearing a bracelet?
Boring, what's wrong with my bracelets?
They're manly. What do you think of them? Well, there's a leather one and a silver. Is that proper silver?
Yes, it's silver.
Before we launch into them, was it either a gift from a long departed grandparent?
The leather one was a gift from my mum and dad for Christmas a couple of years ago.
And they're still with us?
They're still with us.
It's horrible. What about the bracelet?
The bracelet I bought in Greece five or six years ago. Very, very cheap. And I was told by my Greek friends, it'll never last. It was, you know, 10 euros or whatever it was from a market stall. And every time I see them, which is sort of once every 3 years, you know, I go back and they're like, that cannot still be the same one, because they don't believe it, because they've got similar ones that cost 15 times as much.
This show is called Bloke Talk. And so far we've talked about IKEA, wearing bracelets,
and
moving
house. Have you never worn jewellery of any sort?
I've got a wedding ring.
I've also got, look, a thumb ring.
Oh, well, doesn't that just take the biscuits?
Which spins.
Well, it would do. It's a ring.
It's like two rings, one on the outside that sort of spins around on the one on the inside.
Where do you get that from?
I bought it. I got it specially made, actually, from a shop down in Devon.
Well, did you go in and say, can I have a ring, but one that has got two parts?
I saw one similar and liked it and asked for them to make me one in my size.
Do you fiddle nervously with your ring?
I actually do fiddle. I do fiddle with my ring, yes.
Do you?
See, I can be doing with having a ring on my thumb.
And Pee-Pee, who you won't know who that is, Pee-Pee is the name on Bloke Talk that we have for my new beau.
Right.
And
Belle,
she
actually,
likes
unless,
Belle.
Yes. Unless there's something you want to tell us.
Ah, Peter, you mean?
Peter Price.
No.
Oh, gosh.
Nothing to do with Peter Price. But no, she likes fiddling with my ring as well.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. Maybe you can fiddle your ring for a couple of minutes, because we're going to go to a break now. It's City Talk 105.9. This is Bloke Talk. Keep listening, because we're coming back very shortly.
Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks. City Talk 105.9.
He's right, you know, it is City Talk 105.9, but it's not Duncan Barks. It's me, his sidekick, the Tonto to his Lone Ranger. It's Will Batchelor sitting in for Duncan Barks. He's been doing Breakfast with Kim Hughes all week, which is enough for any man, so I'm sitting in, and that man
really,
there...
Do you like being called a sidekick? It must be a bit... I mean, you're a person in your own right.
I'm not his sidekick. I'm his boss, aren't I?
Yeah.
As the producer of the Duncan Barks show, I am actually Duncan's boss.
But you let him think that he runs the show.
It's
all about talent management.
Happen.
Yeah. No, it's a partnership. We're like, I don't know,
do you not
crankiest.
Mean the City Talk happen? Sorry, was that a bad joke?
I didn't hear it.
Do you know what? And someone, they'll remain anonymous, but someone pointed out to me last week that you always make bad jokes.
I do make bad jokes,
but
it
you
is
do
true.
It, but so it's someone that can't stand listening to Bloke Talk. Don't take this personally, but because of you. This person, they said, Toby's always trying to, when he tries to make a joke, it generally falls flat. But if he's just himself and doesn't attempt to make jokes, he's funny.
So they're like laughing at you, but not with you.
No, but
appears to be the
we
message.
Discussed this before. You're a natural clown. You're naturally funny. But when you make, you know, that joke that you just made,
well, I thought that was quite clever.
Yeah, but it was a.
Did you hear what? Did you hear what she said? Laura said,
"No, please don't repeat
you're the one that
it.
Makes the magic
that
happen."
Right.
And I said, "Don't you mean the City Talk?"
Because, of course, we're on City Talk 105.9 and we have a sister station called
Magic.
Oh, I didn't get it. Is that what it was?
Well, I got it.
Yeah, no, I said it.
Did you not think that was at least clever?
Mm. No, it's not clever. I can see magic written on that microphone there, and I could have made that link as well.
We're diluting a brand here.
I'm not suggesting magic isn't good.
It's magic. It's but magic. We're on City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool.
Let's stop cross-promoting, guys. This
yeah,
is City Talk.
Cross-pollinating even.
But anyway,
like
you should just go with the flow more, Toby, and not try and make jokes.
Laura.
I'll do my best.
Sometimes on Bloke Talk, we talk about the relationship between men and women. That's why you were brought in as a permanent member of the Bloke Talk panel, if you like.
Yes.
You know, women on surveys, there's one out every week, and no doubt, Valentine's Day on the way, there'll be loads more. They always say the most important thing they look for in a man is a sense of humour. And yet,
really
in real life,
sorry.
in real life it doesn't seem to work as much. But from what you've just said to Toby, I mean, is that true? Are all those women lying, and really are they looking for a muscular body and a large wallet?
No, I do think that sense of humour is the most important thing. But you don't need to crack cheesy jokes.
But would you not like a man to crack a few cheesy jokes if he met you in a club or pub?
You know, I'd rather them just be themselves naturally, and a lot of people are just naturally funny.
What does PP think of your cheesy jokes?
I think every now and then I get a laugh out of her.
Every now and then?
Yeah.
What's the hit rate?
What's the percentage?
75.
Oh, come on. Tell the truth.
You're just being polite.
Just because you don't like them. Other people have got terrible senses of humour as well.
That's true, actually. PP's probably got a terrible sense of humour.
Do you know what might make us laugh at Toby's jokes a bit more? If we open this bottle I've got in front of me.
Oh.
Have you seen this? Now, you might think at a glance, this is a bottle of champagne. It's
yes,
shaped
it
like a...
Like
have you bought not? Have you not brought us champagne?
Did you think it was champagne?
It was. Well, except for the fact that earlier on you said you've got sparkling water.
Yeah, of course. If anyone's listening from the broadcasting authorities, this is sparkling water.
Sparkling water, yeah.
For anyone else, this is... Well, it looks like a champagne bottle, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It has a... It's a champagne bottle shape. It's got the old dent in the bottom.
And it's got...
Made out of glass.
It's got the actual champagne cork.
And most importantly, it's got the cork with the... What do you call this wire guard that...
Guard.
Is it really? Are you just agreeing
champagne
with
guard.
Me? Yeah. So you can take this off. This is actually a bottle
of
beer.
Can I just say I'm very good at opening bottles of champagne if you want me to open it?
Well, you can do it if you want, yeah. I've got
Will
no objection.
Will it pop like a proper...
I presume so, yeah.
When I was a waitress, I used to have to open a lot of these.
This is actually a bottle of King Cobra beer. It's 8%. And it's kind of...
8%?
Yeah. It's basically
double
like...
Double fermented.
Drink in moderation, of course.
Right, let's
of course.
See if it, so the secret is to...
hold it at an angle, isn't it? And twist.
Twist the bottle, not the cork. That's the secret.
You look like you're taking it out of a grenade. Oh, nice. So
well
it pops like a champagne thing.
And it smells like beer.
Well, you
normal
hope
beer.
So.
I'm going to pass it over because I've got some glasses over here.
Double
we can.
Does smell.
8%. If we have a glass of that, that's
sorry, that was me hitting the microphone stand. I apologise.
That's strong water, that.
Well, if you think about it,
that's expertly done, Willie.
That's less strong than a glass of wine.
It's quite clear, isn't it? It's quite clear.
I'm not sure the engineer who lives in this studio normally would like us passing glasses of beer across the desk.
Water.
This then? Did they send it to us?
Yeah, Duncan actually got it, and I think as a little present for me, standing in for him or sitting in for him at short notice. There you go, Toby. There's one coming around that side for you.
Oh, brilliant!
That he said you can use the beer because I guess I don't know what it's quite for, but I guess it's some for a special occasion or something like that.
But for people that don't like champagne, because I don't like champagne.
What's your problem with champagne?
I just don't actually like it. I'm not a big fan of wine in general, and so to get you've got the thrill of the opening of the bottle because it is fun opening a champagne bottle, isn't it? As Laura's just demonstrated superbly.
Yeah, I was supposed to not look as
but
scared
the
as
but the pleasure of drinking beer rather than champagne, which would suit me. I might even have it in a champagne glass one day.
You are getting worse.
What?
You're getting more effeminate by the minute. You're wearing bracelets, you're going to IKEA, and now you want to drink beer from a champagne glass?
I don't really, but you know what I mean.
What do you think of it? Well, have you tasted it?
I haven't had a taste yet.
You've got a big head on yours.
I've been pouring it out. Cheers, all. Cheers. Cheers, producer Jonathan.
Yes.
It's actually very, very nice.
I'm not a beer connoisseur, if there is such a thing, and to me that just tastes like beer.
Yeah, it tastes like homebrew to me.
It does. Mm. That's exactly what I was thinking. Mm. It does taste of homebrew. It's got that sort of, as you mentioned, a cloudy look to it like homebrew does.
Do you think, though, you joked earlier, or you said earlier, and you rightly pointed out that we should drink responsibly, which we should.
Yes.
Do you think it might stop people drinking so much if they started to think of beer more like wine or champagne? Do you know what I mean?
If they did drink it from champagne flutes.
The problem is it does go down that little bit easier than wine in some ways, doesn't it? You can sort of... easily have 4 or 5 pints, whereas I think of wine you'd get, I don't know, I just
no, I disagree.
I can't imagine.
I think personally I can't drink lots of pints of beer, it fills me up, but that's quite a girly thing to say, isn't it?
I tell you what I like
I
recently.
I could easily drink 6-7 glasses of wine. I don't do it very often, though.
What I found as a boon to me as a drinker, but also as someone who's getting older and can't quite take it like I used to, I love these 4% ones. A few of the premium brands have brought out 4% versions. They used to be 5%, and they've still got those available. And now you can get 4% versions. I love those.
Is the idea of that so that one pint makes up 2 units or something? Is that the reason they've done it, so that you know exactly how many you're drinking?
Well, so do you ask for that in the pub? Do you say, can I have the wheat one?
No, they've got certain brands out now. I mean, there's one with one's called Bexvier. It's that's Vier as in the German word for four. Eins, drei, vier. And I noticed that
you can't speak German very well, can you?
What's wrong with that?
You said fi.
Eins, drei, vier.
No, eins, zwei, drei.
What did I say?
Eins, zwei, drei, vier.
Well, I never did it.
Well, Toby did an A level, and I was born there. So,
were you born in Germany?
Well, one of you two could have volunteered to do it then.
Well, we didn't know that you were going to get it so badly wrong.
Yeah, I was born in Germany.
Whereabouts in Germany?
A place called Aachen, which is near to Belgium.
I think you'll find it's pronounced Aachen.
now there's a double A in there.
And it was our car was snowed in on the day that I was born, so I was born on a sofa.
Really? Why is that? Are you an army brat? Or?
No.
That's not the term to use
it is
about
the term.
People who are in the army.
No, kids of people born to service men and women are called army brats, they call it themselves.
No, I'm not actually. My dad was a languages teacher, so he went over there to teach English.
I'd love to know some more languages, wouldn't you? I think
my dad is the language king.
Knowing languages
is he a cunning linguist?
Skill.
He's fluent in, obviously, English.
That's a given.
But also, he's fluent.
If you're German, of course you're fluent in English.
he's fluent in German, Spanish, Italian and French as well.
That's such a skill.
Could he not branch out a bit? I mean, basically, the only...
Oh, no, he used to... Well, in his office, he's got loads of... I don't know if he's still got them up, actually, but in our old house, he used to. And he had loads of... He used to be fascinated by language and had loads of different dictionaries, like Portuguese, Welsh, Arabic. Yeah, as if he can read that. So he was interested.
Just start at the back and work your way.
And he's interested
to the front.
In accents and stuff as well. We used to have this record that I'm sort of going off on a bit of a tangent here. But when we were little, he used to have this accents of the UK record, and it's used by actors and stuff to teach them accents. And so he used to.
Oh, Toby, tell us your Facebook story again.
Yeah, sorry. No, it's brilliant. So I used to that because I quite like doing accents, and I think I'm quite good
you
at them.
You are quite good. We discussed your Gordon Brown not that long ago.
Yeah,
didn't
I'm not going to start obviously doing them tonight.
Well,
but you know, I
why
used
won't
to,
you start doing them? Why is that obvious?
Well, I'm not a performing seal, but I used to do Birmingham.
Do us an accent. Performing impressionist.
No.
Do us an accent. I'll give you a fish. That was Geordie.
Yeah.
Geordie.
Dear Iat.
Oh, she's well, now talking Big Brother. I was just wondering why.
Dear Iat. Now, I'm not brilliant at accents, but...
I tell you what, if your dad can speak German, Italian, French,
Spanish.
Portuguese and Spanish, he's absolutely laughing if he goes to Switzerland, isn't he? Because they speak it all there.
Yeah.
But if he goes
all
to,
actually
I don't know...
together, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be more helpful to go to, let's say, I don't know, learn to speak Chinese, Mandarin, or...
Russian,
yeah.
Well, it probably
just
would
learning
have been.
A load of dead old European languages.
Yeah, but, you know, when he was at university in the 60s, maybe they didn't think to learn those other languages.
Yeah, but at the moment, he can go over to any of those European countries and help them take advantage of the weak pound.
Yeah.
Make a lot of money, be the only person in Britain making any money.
I'm great going idea. To a stag do in Hamburg in a couple of months' time,
are
and I'm
you?
Particularly
you need
worried.
Dad to help you around.
You know when you go to a restaurant and it's like tapas or it might be Italian, and some you know you never know when to, whether to order just in a dead English accent or whether to at least attempt
true.
To. But my dad just puts us to shame because he does it properly. And sometimes, like if they're English waiting staff, they don't even understand what he's saying.
Isn't it a bit embarrassing?
No, because at the end of the day, I think at least you pronounced it right, because some people will have a go at it and still get it wrong. You're the kind of person that would...
No, actually, I'm very... Yeah, I do, but I'm actually very good at picking out... I know vague pronunciations and stuff of languages in Europe. I'm pretty good at that sort of thing.
Well done, Laura. Your dad is the most cosmopolitan man in Las Iguanas.
I know, and that makes
you want
me?
Do you want a tortilla?
Yeah, so anyway, But yeah. That's my dad for
a linguist. Can I just ask, now we're back onto food, as we always seem to be, didn't you bring in food as well? The idea of this part of the show is that we do food as well as drink.
Yes, I did bring in some food.
I think we need something to mop up this 8% water.
Are you not impressed?
No, I'm just getting lightheaded already.
Well, it's not going to mop up much of it, because I'll go and get it now. Talk amongst yourselves. I've just left it round that corner. 1 second.
Okay.
Where's it gone?
So,
he's left it behind you. I see.
What's going on, Toby?
It's got spoons.
Nice weather tonight.
Spoons?
We're not supposed to just watch him.
Why not? I'm watching him.
He's sitting in this seat, you see, so I've
put it... It looks like some baby food. What is that?
It's not baby food. I'll tell you what it is. It's a jar, and it might look to you like a jar of jam.
It does.
Only
like
slightly
bigger.
Like
you get in a hotel.
I was about to say, only slightly bigger than you might steal from a hotel. Yeah. But it's not stealing, it's yours by right. You've paid for the breakfast, you can take as much as you want.
Don't let them tell you any different. A tiny jar of jam.
Well, did you want a massive jar of jam? Did you want to eat like a ladle?
Have we got some toast to spread it on?
No, we've got some spoons to eat it off, like in the war, when you just gave a kid a jar of jam as a treat.
Sell it to us.
If you give me a chance, I'll let you. It's not normal jam.
Is it organic?
It probably is organic, but it's made from prickly pear cacti. You get the juice of a prickly pear cactus and some sugar and some lemon juice and some citrus petrin, whatever that is, and citric acid, and then made jam out of it.
Sounds like something that might go on fire if you light a match too close to it.
Well, we'll find out, because we're going to eat
it.
Why
are you going to light a match on it?
It's from Tucson, Arizona. What's Tucson, Arizona famous for?
Tucson, Arizona for... Isn't it by that band, the Beatles?
Oh,
yeah.
That song. Where were they?
Someone's from there as well.
Famous.
That is one of my favourite Beatles songs, actually. Yeah, what a brilliant song.
Maybe they're inspired by the prickly pear jam.
Maybe that's what they're famous for. Maybe we've all heard of it somewhere in our subconscious.
Well, if you don't like this jam, you can tell it to get back to where it once came from. Tucson, Arizona. Is that the sort of joke Toby would tell?
Do you want to get back out of the studio?
Yours actually get a groan, whereas his just get a stunned silence. A bit of tumbleweed in the background.
Yeah. Well, you probably get tumbleweed in Arizona as well. So should we try this? Yeah. I've got us all a spoon. Because, you know...
I was hoping
to get a free meal tonight. Yeah. I'm going to have to go to the chippy now.
Look, it was late notice.
Is it actually from Arizona? Or is it, you know, did you buy it in England?
Is it like when they say that... You know, Cobra beer is from India, but really we all know it's from
Slav. Did you buy it in England?
He nicked it from a hotel, clearly.
No, it's from a relative in America. It's called
Cherries. Got relatives in America?
It's called Cherry, as in, you know, Cherry Blair. Cherie's Desert Harvest. And they've got a website, Cherie's Desert Harvest.
Cherie. Is that where you got it from?
You're drunk.
Is that 8% mineral water's got to me? www.cheriesdesertharvest.com.
Is that where you got it from?
Yes.
You got it off their website and sent...
No, not off the
over
website, no. When I was last in America, someone said, try this. I went, yeah, will do. Shoved it in the cupboard. Didn't think about it again. And then Duncan said, you need to bring some exotic food in. It's not mouldy. Look at it. It's fine.
Come on,
it's probably
can
got
I
a best before
this,
date
please?
On it. Yes, you can. Hang on. What colour is it?
Just explain what it looks like.
I want to take a spoonful before I pass it over. Do you want a spoonful, producer Jonathan? Hang on. There's the jam coming over.
It looks like strawberry jam, isn't it?
It's more of a jelly, isn't it, than a jam? There you go. Do you want a couple of spoons?
Prickly pear.
Do you think it'll sting your mouth like a cactus would? We can't all eat this at once, you know, because if we all eat it...
Refrigerate after opening.
Yeah, it's your basic...
Go on then, you eat and we'll gauge your reaction.
Right, okay.
Seeing as you're the one that's brought it in. Put in a whole spoonful. That's quite a lot of jam. I don't have that much on some toast. What do you think? It is bright red, isn't it? It's quite hard for jam.
It basically tastes like jam.
It's just
Strawberry
jam.
I'm sorry, I've really let the side down, haven't I?
It doesn't smell like strawberry jam. What do you think it smells of? It's horrendous.
Well, basically, if you got anything and added a load of sugar to it and some lemon juice and citric pectin or whatever it's called, it would taste like that.
Can I just say...
It is very jelly-like, you're
right. Duncan made an effort... Albeit his food was horrible, his pond water and his horrible squid. And Toby definitely made an effort and bought in some lovely food. I went to the chip shop and got some stuff fried last week, and you've bought in a tiny jar of gone-off jam.
It doesn't even taste interesting.
That you got given for
free
by some foreign
Ingredients, sugar,
immigrant.
Prickly pear, cactus juice. Well, who said to you must try this? There's
Look, have you ever
about it.
Have you ever eaten cacti before?
No,
you haven't eaten. Now you've dropped it. You see, I couldn't have got you anything more complex than a small jar of jam because you just dropped it over yourself.
I dropped it all over my leg.
Imagine if I'd got you a full meal, you'd have dropped that all over yourself.
My hands are sticky now.
Have you been fiddling with my ring?
Effectively, last week, you brought in a Mars bar that had been battered. Now, we've all tasted a Mars bar before, and we've all tasted batter before.
No, but it's different when it's battered.
Oh, right.
I tell you what,
give me a jam back. And I also brought beer in as well.
You did bring beer in.
Yeah,
but wasn't that beer given to you by Duncan?
Yeah. And to be fair, the jam was as well.
Actually?
The jam was as well? Do you not really have an American friend?
It was a whole backstory. I just made it up on the spot. I'm sorry.
Who gave you that jam?
Duncan gave me the jam. He said, it's my turn to bring the exotic food in this week. So, take this jam.
It's got a bit of an aftertaste. Did you actually try yours?
Yeah, I had a bite of a corner. Mainly after I'd smelled it because
you two are pathetic.
Smell it, Will. Smell it. It's horrendous.
Well, I've just eaten a spoonful of it. Look, I'll eat some more if you want. What it would do is made out of a cactus that practically is a tree.
Why would you ever want to eat bits of cactus? It's going to just prickle your mouth.
Well, it's a plant.
Yeah,
it's got a tiny bit of an aftertaste. Are you tasting?
Yeah, well, a potato's got mud on it. You take the mud off and you eat the potato. You can't.
You
can't not eat a plant because you don't like one bit of it. You're being very narrow-minded, Toby, if you don't mind me saying.
Has anyone ever tried nettle tea?
Yes, I have, actually, yeah.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Stings
your
mouth.
I thought you were going to give us some...
No, does it? Well, no, you think you might think it would.
Fantastic new cuisine.
But it's really a bad... I mean, I quite like herbal teas, but that is a bad one. But it detoxes you.
It's all about men's tea, let's be honest.
I was on a Carol Vorderman detox. I occasionally do it. And, nettle tea. Drink lots and lots of that. Great, the Carol Vorderman detox.
Why would you ever want to go on a Carol Vorderman detox?
And you're really good at
I think so. Carol Vorderman did something else to achieve those looks.
No.
And
she
I'm not suggesting.
Detox, so she's not.
Did she multiply?
I'm not
like...
suggesting she has had plastic surgery.
Go on then.
I'm suggesting she's done a pact with the devil.
Oh.
She's forever young. She's getting younger and younger by the year.
She is
I don't care
younger.
How good you are at maths, so that doesn't add up.
No, you're right.
See, that's the sort of thing that I'd say. Why didn't that get a stunned silence?
I think
silence?
It's the delivery. I think it must be the delivery.
Mm. I've got
but
a few
anyway,
years on
But anyway, I quite admire Carol Vorderman. And the detox diet is great if you ever want to do a detox. Do Carol Vorderman?
Am I allowed some more water?
Yes, you can have some more water. Tell you what, we'll replenish our glasses over the next couple of minutes with delicious King Cobra beer. Other
water.
Beers are available. Water. And we'll come back shortly on Bloke Talk on City Talk 105.9. The voice of Liverpool.
This is a man's world.
Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks. City Talk 105.9.
But it would be nothing, nothing without a woman or a girl.
City Talk 105.9. It is Bloke Talk. I'm Will Batchelor, not Duncan Barks, not to be mistaken with him.
Man chat.
Nice. Call man chat now. Do you like to chat? Call man chat. It's not man chat, it's bloke talk. It is City Talk 105.9. You don't have to pay to be involved. And you may be listening, by the way, on your iPod or generic MP3 player. Hello, if you are. Or it may be Saturday, or it may be Sunday. Either way, I know you'll be having a great time, because I am too. especially after I've enjoyed some more of this sparkling mineral water
you see,
during the
I've
break.
I've got to say, just going back quickly to my sort of lack of sense of humour, that it's constant, isn't it? Because that was horrendously cheesy, but I still found it funny. So it just
it's
is my sense of humour. It's constant.
I think it comes with age, son.
So I've got how patronising are you?
I've got a few years on you.
Shocking.
Maybe 8 years or something.
Well, 8 years. You learn a lot in 8 years.
You do learn a lot.
Yeah, 8 years is a third of my life.
Yeah, you're just a baby.
Yeah.
Speaking of babies.
Yes.
On the Bloke Talk Facebook Appreciation Society.
Mm.
I always say that in the wrong order. Facebook Bloke Talk Appreciation Society. There was a message left this week from Craig Lucas, who obviously is our biggest fan and set up the group. He's had his baby.
I think he is our biggest fan.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Anyway, Craig, has he had a baby?
He's had a baby. Baby Grace, I think her name is.
Oh,
sorry,
lovely.
If I've got that wrong, because I haven't got it in front of me, the message. And he said that she is...
Middle name, Bloke Talk?
She is Bloke Talk's youngest fan. Wow. And apparently my voice sends her off to sleep.
I'm not surprised. Has she got a...
is it when you tell the story about your dad's dictionary? So that's ended to
that
sleep.
That was a good story. He had a Welsh dictionary.
Oh, no, stop it.
Has she got a Facebook page and is she a member of the Appreciation Society yet?
I don't know. I
think to be our youngest fan officially, she's going to have to get onto Facebook.
Well, Craig, if you're listening, which I'm sure you will be, I think you're going to have to set that up.
Grace Lucas, official youngest member.
And then maybe we could print up a T-shirt or something.
I tell you what, if she joins, I'll join.
Okay.
Well, welcome to the world, baby Grace.
Yeah, absolutely.
And in fact, just in case you got the name wrong, shall I do that again and we can leave a gap and we'll find out what it is and we'll put it in? Yeah. Okay, so just pretend this is, you know, natural. Welcome to the world, baby. Okay, you can put the name in afterwards, can't you?
You said that in a really weird way, though. Welcome to the world, baby.
No, welcome to the world, baby. And then we put the name
silent,
in afterwards.
Laura. You can't keep laughing underneath.
It didn't sound natural.
How about baby X?
I would like to say, welcome,
baby X.
Welcome to the world, baby X.
Baby. Maybe we could just leave it as welcome to the world,
baby. Baby Lucas.
It is a baby, after all.
Yeah.
No one puts baby in a corner. Unless, of course, you put a cot in a corner. I mean, you would do, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Keep it out of the way. Congratulations, Craig. Does Mrs. Craig... my baby is due in June, but I haven't told anyone on air yet that my wife's pregnant.
I'm so sorry we could cut that.
It's okay. I don't mind. I was going to have to say it at some point. To be honest, it's been a bit of a... not a burden, that's the wrong word, but it's been looming over me.
I thought you would have announced that by now.
Well, we're going to save it as a Duncan Barks exclusive.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
Well, this is still technically a Duncan Barks show.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. Well, let's just do it now, because we're running out of things to talk about.
By the way, everybody, Will is going to be having a baby. When's your baby due, Will?
His wife is going to be having a baby.
Yes, that is correct. Yeah.
My wife is going to be having our baby. I hope it's ours.
My wife?
In June. In June.
Sounds a bit like Forrest Gump there.
That's the beer.
And of course, our baby's real name won't be Bloke Talk or Man Chat. It'll be City Surgery.
Yeah.
It'll be Baby X City Surgery Bachelor. Thinking of babies, have you noticed a lot of people recently, and Facebook that we were talking about earlier, a lot of people put their scan pictures of their unborn babies in place of their own profile picture on Facebook. Where do you stand on that? I'm not sure about it. I find it a bit strange. Yeah. Well, it's not you for a start.
I don't understand how they do it. Do they use scanners to get it on? Because you get an actual picture, don't you?
So. Yeah.
Yeah, they just scan it in.
Well, isn't scanning a bit of an old-fashioned, old-school way of doing things?
But a lot of people scanning old
Well, it's either that or get a digital picture of the baby some other way, which would be unthinkable. And put that on. You've got to do it one way or the other.
Yeah. Might be a bit clearer, though.
See, now, I don't like it when people have anything that isn't them as their profile
picture. I don't like it when they have a picture of Popeye or whatever, some cartoon character.
Yeah, I mean, I used to have Lewis Hamilton for a bit.
It's a reflection of people's personalities.
Well, in what way is Lewis Hamilton a reflection of Laura Harms' personality?
She's obviously a big fan. She loves him.
I saw myself a bit like Lewis Hamilton, a bit of a star, a bit of a world champion.
A lot of pressure on your shoulders.
Yeah.
Is that where you bottled it in the first year?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, he did. You didn't, but it was just for the sake of the joke.
So, yeah, I admired him, so I put Lewis Hamilton on for a bit. And then I thought, I'm not Lewis Hamilton, am I? No.
Can you think of anyone else off the top of your head who's also got the initials LH, who's famous?
Larry Hagman?
Yep, good. You better start thinking, Toby, because I'm coming to you.
Go on, it's your turn.
No, not LH's, TG's, Toby Gillis.
Dear. No, I don't think I've ever thought about it before, to be honest with you. Do you know any WBs?
I'm trying to think now.
Warren Bradley?
Warren Bradley. Yeah. Warren Beatty.
This has been quite a local show today, hasn't it? There's been several mentions of Liverpool.
I think I'd rather be Warren Beatty than Warren Bradley, if you don't mind. No disrespect to the Liberal Democrat Party and all the good work Warren's done. I'd just rather be a Hollywood movie star. It's fair enough,
isn't it? Liverpool council leader, really?
Yeah. Although I'd live in Liverpool
still.
Must be
a TG.
Terry.
Tommy. Terry Garricott. I don't know who that is, but just the...
He sounds like he probably used to play for Luton or something.
I hope they didn't play for Luton. I don't like Luton.
Can we set this as some sort of task to our Facebook crowd, the
TGs,
Bloke Talk Facebook
LHs.
Crowd.
I bet you there's some sort of application on Facebook where, you know, it lists all the famous names with your initials.
I bet there's not. That's really quite... obscure, do they?
I find it very difficult to believe there's not a famous person with the initials TG.
I agree.
We've got Larry Hagman over there. We've got Warren Beatty here, or Warren Bradley, if you want to give it a local flavour.
How famous is Warren Bradley?
He's famous in Liverpool.
Famous in Liverpool, I suppose. On the grand scale of fame, he's not
Tina,
that high up, is he?
Tommy, Terry, Trent. I can't even think of...
What, the river?
Yeah.
There must be a Tony... Is there a Tony Gale somewhere?
Yes, there is a Tony Gale.
He used
to play for... didn't he play for Chelsea? Wasn't he a big defender called Tony Gale?
Should I pop next door and ask Peter McDowell?
No.
Yeah, would you mind?
Yeah.
Just nip next door. I'll talk to...
Tony Gale.
We can talk about.
I think Tony Gale was a big central defender.
I'm sure there was a football.
Anyway, this is some homework for the Facebook, Bloke Talk Appreciation Society. If you can think of any famous people with the initials TG for Toby Gillis, or LH for Laura Harms, or indeed
Lewis
DB,
Hamilton.
We should think of DB as well, shouldn't we? It could be a nice surprise for him when he comes back next week.
I'm trying to think if I can think of anyone.
Don Bradman. Cricketer.
Yeah, very. That's somebody that you'd like to be affiliated with somehow, isn't it? Without a doubt.
Yeah.
He's a bit of a legend.
Yeah, Tony Gale.
What was he?
He was a footballer. He played for West Ham.
There we go.
He was a defender. Yeah.
Not that famous, obviously, being as you have to go and ask a sports presenter to confirm that he is indeed a person.
Yeah, but... Yeah, we need someone better than that. We'll think of someone.
I've just set it as homework for the Facebook crowd.
Duncan
so Craig,
Barks,
in between
Don
nappy
Bradman.
Changes.
It's a pretty good one.
Oh, yeah. Who's Don Bradman?
He's an Australian cricketer.
Yes,
Australian.
Oh, that
one
guy.
Of the most legendary cricketers
there are.
Thinking of cricketers, have you seen Slumdog Millionaire?
No. I actually do want
JD,
to see
it. Our producer, erstwhile producer, James Dean.
Well, yeah. I've often noticed the resemblance... A brooding silence in the corner.
Yeah.
Rebel without a cause.
Yeah. That's a good one, James Dean.
Well, somebody I used to work with was called James Dean, and he'd actually changed his name to that for the show. I think that was a bit too...
He changed his name to James Dean.
He changed his name to James Dean.
What was his real name?
Presenter. It was James. I can't remember what his original surname was. It didn't begin with D. And he was like, what would be a good radio name? And he came up with James Dean. And I just thought, that sounds a bit too wannabe.
It's like calling yourself Jesus or something, isn't it? I'm going to have a stage. I'm going to call myself Jesus Christ. Hi, this is Jesus Christ on City Talk 105.9. It's Bloke Talk. I'm sitting in for Duncan Barks. You may hear me normally on the City Surgery. The big JC.
Why don't you go for it?
It's presumptuous, isn't it?
Doesn't cost much to change your name by deed poll, you know.
Someone will have thought of that already.
You change your name to?
Well, clearly Will would go with Jesus Christ.
But you know, you think it's original. It's a bit like the people who fill out the lottery tickets with the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, thinking no one else will do that. If those numbers ever come up, I'll win loads or I'll take the jackpot.
You'll probably find it is the most numbers.
It is, apparently. It's one of the most popular sequences. You'd get about £4 if that came up. Be very disappointing.
You would be quite
really?
Upset.
Just like me thinking, oh, I'm the only Jesus Christ. There'd be loads of them. Have you ever Googled your name, by the way, and found someone else with your name?
There's a couple of other Laura Harmses on Facebook who I'm friends with. Do you think that's weird?
Why are you friends with them? Do you know them?
No, I just thought it was interesting to add other Laura
Harmses. No, that's bad.
Like how did you approach them? Did you say, hi, my name's Laura Harms
too?
No,
they can see that. Laura Harms has added you as a friend. It's pretty obvious why I've added them.
I might go and do that.
Find out
do you know
how many
what?
Bachelors there are.
I'm the only Toby Gillis on Facebook.
Oh, wow.
Is Tony Gale
Which
on
I'm
it,
quite
though?
Pleased. I'm quite pleased about that, though, because I like being... I'm like being original and a little bit different
unique.
And off the wall.
Yeah. I think there'll be a few Will Bachelors.
There's quite a few in America. Bachelors are more common surname than you'd think, you know. People think it's unusual, but it's not that unusual.
I love your surname.
Thank
Why?
You.
It's probably my
favourite really
thing
pleased.
About you.
I'm really pleased that none of my names actually mean something like, as a normal word.
Well, it does. Your name means the thing a fish breathes through.
Gillis.
Only if you pronounce it wrong.
Well, it's how the French spell
but
Gilles.
Gilles. But I like... No, I do... I wouldn't want a name that actually meant something.
Why
know.
Not?
I don't know. I just... I like it being something...
And Laura's is even worse. Your surname is pronounced Harms, isn't it?
Mm.
So if you married Will Self and had a double-barreled name, you'd be called Laura Self Harms.
I do tell people to keep out of Harms' way sometimes.
Yes, that's good as well.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
I don't mind my surname. In fact, I would like to keep it for the rest of my life.
Would you? Does that mean you're never going to get married? Have you just made an
announcement? No, if I get married, I'm keeping my name.
Really?
And I've even discussed if it's to Will Self. Other half.
If it's Will Self, you've got to go for the self-harm one.
I'm not going
to
marry Will Self, am I?
If or anyone did. Called Self.
Well, should I try and find someone called Self?
Yeah.
That marry
get him? On Facebook. You're obviously happy to, you know, throw yourself around on Facebook.
Yeah.
Go and type in Self, see who you can come up with.
And I'll write as the reason I'm adding you is if we ever get married, my name will be Self Arms and it'll be quite funny the first time people meet me, but not actually funny because it's quite a serious issue.
And then everyone would get used to it and I'd be stuck in a loveless marriage to someone I'd chosen purely on the basis of their
it
name.
It might not be loveless. You can grow to love people. if you've got a good enough reason, and frankly, the surname Self-Harms is a good enough reason.
But there's people who got together for worse than that, Laura.
Well, exactly.
Worse than self-harming?
Yeah, but worse, you know, reasons than having an amusing double-barreled name. Do you know, I've said this before on the Duncan Bark Show, but I was actually at school. Sorry, I wasn't at school. My brother was.
Did you not go to school?
With a girl. No, I was home-taught. With a girl whose name was Rachel. Rachel.
No.
Yeah. Rachel.
How is Rachel a surname? That's not
terrible.
A surname.
She was called Rachel. Rachel Smith or something like that. Her mum and dad got divorced and remarried. Her mum remarried a guy called Mr. Rachel. And she was called Rachel.
That's brilliant.
Somebody that I went to primary school with, his name was Craig Richard Andrew Purdom. Which doesn't sound very interesting until you notice the initials.
I'm with you.
And what about Gary Neville's dad?
Neville,
your face is a mess.
Is that a song?
Well, Rebel, Rebel.
This
sounds the same.
Get out of
sort
here.
Of. It's like that advert, by the way, with...
I thought that was an actual chant, then, that they sang at the football.
Well, they probably do.
Why would they sing Neville's name at the football? He's not a footballer.
Yeah, well, but you could
maybe
be
when he's walking through the stands.
Twice.
Oh, I see what you mean, right?
Neville.
Anyway, this has been a rather bizarre episode of Bloke Talk on City Talk 105.9.
Really has.
Duncan's back next week, we're pleased to know. If you are one of his fans who listens via the webcast or the podcast... And if indeed you are a member of the Facebook Appreciation Society of Bloke Talk, then you got some homework. Think of some famous people with the initials DB, LH and TG.
And WB.
For the next time I stroll along. And JD, of course, for the producer, Jonathan Dean. For the next time I stroll along for another fun-packed edition of Man Chat on City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. Have a great weekend.
Listen, and log on to the voice of Liverpool. City Talk 105.9.